Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to learn all about the number 6. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'm going to write Mrs. Oldham because that's my name. And you write your name. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. We are going to color first. So we're going to work with the number 6. So here's what I would like you to do. If you look at the top of your picture, at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. And do you see the fence along the back? There's some fences along the back. Let's count each fence. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 different fences going across, and see how they're connected? Let's color each fence brown. Find a brown crayon. I hope you have one. And then let's color it brown. Each fence will color brown. So we have 6 of them. Let's practice counting to 6 together while we color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We can count to 6. 1, 2. What's next? 3, 4, 5, 6. Exactly. Sometimes 6 can be the perfect number. I have 6 people in my family. 6 people are in my family. I have my mom and dad. I have a sister. I have another sister. And then I have a brother. And then there's me. And when you put that all together, mom, dad, sister, sister, brother, me, that makes 6. And we have 6 fences here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm on my fence number 4 right now. I'm coloring fence number 4. Hopefully you're somewhere near where I'm coloring. Otherwise, you really rushed and it looks sloppy. No, say it isn't so. Or you're taking way too long. Remember, we're not going to put this in a museum. So it doesn't have to be like the best of the best. So 6 fences. Let's practice counting to 6 again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 comes right after 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's our number for the day. Okay, I have finished coloring all the fences, all 6 fences. I'm going to have you take 6 more seconds. Ready? You have 6 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your brown crayon. Finished or not. All right, boys and girls, let's count the pumpkins in our picture. See how many pumpkins there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pumpkins, because that's our number for the day. Let's color the pumpkins. What color do you think? Yes. Let's color them orange. Any kind of orange will work. Let's color 6 pumpkins orange. I'm just going to color the pumpkin part orange, and then I'll color the stems brown. So first I'm going to color all the pumpkins. So keep your orange crayon in your hand. Let's color all the orange pumpkins. How many orange pumpkins were there? 6. 6 fences. And now we have 6 pumpkins. And we're just coloring the orange part right now. Keep your orange crayon in your hand while you color. We have 6 orange pumpkins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pick up the stick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got it. All right. So I am coloring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pumpkin number 5 right now. Hopefully you're where I am or super close to it. I said, what's our number for today, boys and girls? What's our number for today? 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You might be thinking, Mrs. Oldham, would you stop counting already? But guess what? This is Listen and Learn Numbers. So I'm going to count a lot. I sure am. And we're on number 6. All right, I just finished my last orange pumpkin, which was number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I'm going to put down my orange crayon. I'll give you 6 more seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, find your brown crayon. Let's color the stems brown. We just had our brown crayon, so hopefully you can find it pretty quick. Let's color the 6 brown stems. 1. Shouldn't take you long. They're little. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. We have 6 brown stems. Okay, now put down your brown crayon. Boys and girls, some of our pumpkins have some leaves. Let's count the leaves on some of these pumpkins. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, and that really fancy pumpkin, it doesn't look like it has a leaf. It looks like it has like a curly Q hair type of thing. I don't know. I can only really find 4 good leaves. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's color those. Find your green crayon. Any kind of green will work. Let's color the 4 leaves that are actual leaves. You can tell they're leaves. Make sure you color 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, so we have 4 leaves. We need 6, though, because our number today is 6. So on that fancy pumpkin with the little curly, hairy stuff, right? Let's draw a leaf on there. You draw your own leaf. Go ahead with your green crayon. It doesn't have to be amazing. Just make a leaf hanging off of the stem there. And then the pumpkin down below in the front, which is kind of like it doesn't have a vine or curly Q hair or a leaf of any kind at all. Draw one leaf on there for me. Have it come out of the stem. It doesn't have to be anything amazing. Just use your green. I'm kind of just making a green triangle. I mean, whatever. It's fine. It doesn't have to be perfect. Okay, so now that I drew my own leaves, when I count my green leaves, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, because that's our number for the day. Okay, put down your green crayon. Let's color the hay. Look at the hay bales, the rectangular square looking hay bales. Let's count them first. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Who knew there were gonna be 6? Me too. All right, let's color our hay yellow. Can you find the yellow crayon? Let's color the hay yellow. All right, so we have 6 hay bales. Hay bales. And we have 6 fences. And we have 6 pumpkins, which have 6 stems. Each pumpkin has a stem, so we have 6 stems. And then we fixed our leaf problem. We had a little bit of a leaf problem, but we fixed it, and now we have 6 leaves. We are working on the number 6. Let's count again. I know it's been a while, so let's count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, I'm gonna count and I'm gonna say and you fill in my missing number. Ready? 1, 2, Yes, it's supposed to be 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, What are the last two numbers? 5, 6. 5, 6. I am on hay bale number 5. I'm coloring hay bale number 5. I hope you're near where I am. If you're ahead of me, you went really fast. I want you to go back and make sure you colored neatly. Kind of fill in your hay bales a little bit better if you're ahead of me, because I'm working hard. But I'm staying in the lines, people. I'm staying in the lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is our number for the day. I have finished all 6 hay bales. So I'm going to give you 6 more seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, put down your yellow crayon. Let's count the birds, which are actually crows. Count the bird crows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. Of course there are 6 of them. Let's color the crows black. You don't have to color their beak black. You can. I don't care. I'm just going to leave it alone. That's what I'm going to do. So these are crows, and they're near the pumpkins in the pumpkin patch. I'm thinking there should have been 6 scarecrows, and then we wouldn't have had crows. What do you think? Wait, this little pumpkin patch needs some scarecrows because there's crows everywhere. I am coloring crow number 3. I'm on my 3rd one right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is our number for the day. I like the number 6 because there's 6 people in my family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I am leaving their beak alone. I'm just coloring the black body and feathers. Okay, I'm on my last black crow. I'm coloring the last black crow. All right. I'm finished. I'm going to find my orange crayon and color their beaks really fast. Oh, maybe yellow? No, I'm going to do orange. I'm going to do a yellow orange, actually. That's the one I picked up. I am coloring their beaks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, take 6 more seconds to finish all the crows. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down all of your crayons. Let's find our pencil. You are going to see a row of 6s going across the bottom of your page, and we are going to trace them because our number for today is 6. So start at the top and trace the first one with me. 6. You start at the top, go down and around. Scoot over. Start at the top, go down and around. Scoot over. Let's trace this one. Start at the top, go down and around. Scoot over. Start at the top, let's go down and around. Okay, we're going to trace our last one. Scoot over, trace the last one. Start at the top, go down and around. All right, scoot over. We have to write our own. Ready? Start at the top, go down and around. Oh, did you make a neat one? Mine looks so good. Scoot over, start at the top, go down and around. Oh, I love it. That one's even better. All right, scoot over. Start at the top. Go down and around. And last time. Ready? Start at the top. Go down and around. All right. Let's look at the turtles. Can you find the turtle that has 6 spots on his shell? Let's look at the first turtle and count the spots. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There it is. Circle that turtle. Let's look at the other turtle. There's only one, two, three, four. So leave that one alone, poor little turtle. He doesn't match our number today. Scoot over. Do you see the dice? Let's count the dice. The first one. One, two, three, four, five, six. There are six dots on this dice. Circle that dice. Scoot over. How many spots are on this dice? One, two, three. No, it doesn't match our number for the day. All right, scoot over. I see some backpacks. Let's count them. One, two, three, four, five, six. Circle that. There's six in that backpack rack. Scoot over. How many? Just one. Just one. Leave it alone. All right, do you see the ladybug? I want you to draw six spots on the ladybug. Like there are spots on the turtle, you draw six spots on the ladybug. You decide where your spots go, but I want you to make six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Check your spots. Do you have six? One, two, three, four, five, six. I do. Okay, scoot over. Do you see all those little boxes with the circles in them? That is called a 10 frame. It's a 10 frame. I want you, with your pencil, to color in the circles. We're going to call those counters. Color in the counters. One, two, fill in the circle with your pencil. Three, four, five, and six. And our last part, boys and girls, do you see two numbers? There's a six and a two. I want you to circle the number that says six. Circle it. Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.